You're on 981 to an Emma. It's that time of the week when we talk sport with our armchair expert, Tom Fury. How are we doing, mate?
Pretty good, mate. A variety of sports at the moment, and it's all happening.
Indeed it is. Who's happy today?
Look, I would go with the person who diagnosed Munster with COVID. It wasn't the Queensland team that he first informed. He informed Mr. Ladbrook, Bet365.
We're going to throw the word alleged in there just in case.
Oh, allegedly, yes. I think it is one of those things. There's a stack of guys I know when the news broke said, oh, I would have liked to have known that beforehand.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the modern state of sport. Gambling plays a big part of it. But that aside, certainly, I guess New South Wales will be happy Munster's not there, but Bear does this reason to win Queensland.
Well, I believe, as opposed to the Ladbroke side of it, I believe the Queenslanders went to about 8 different opinions for different doctors, but they couldn't get any of them to disagree on the COVID diagnosis. He's got COVID, so he can't play.
Yeah, the last one I went to is the guy from The Simpsons.
Hi, Dr. Nick. Funnily enough, he went to a New South Wales doctor and he said, oh, it's COVID at the very least. He's probably got other things. Who's sad today?
Look, rugby union should have been a good weekend for it because the Irish got up over the All Blacks and England have turned the 3-test series against Australia into a decider. However, an Australian guy gets sin-binned for 10 minutes for attempting an intercept. And in the Irish game, an All Black shoulder charges and absolutely creams the Irish guy and also receives 10 minutes.
Well, in the interest of fairness, an English player also got put in the bin for the rule of trying to intercept. It's one that's been around for a very long time, and those that watch rugby league do not understand it for the life of them. I must admit, I first came across it about 25 years ago watching rugby union. I've always been bemused by it.
Well, they don't get them back as far in rugby union, of course.
That's the thing.
And so it was because players would lean over and knock the ball down.
Yeah.
And so that I can understand. But that was what got me was they actually had the audio of the referee saying a clear knockdown of the ball for the Australian. I thought that was an attempted intercept. He basically jumped in the air to try reached out with one hand to try and take it.
And this brings up the old argument that it should be a former player who was in the TMO box, not a former or current referee, because referees want to, certainly in the case of rugby union, want to apply the every tiny millimetre of the law wherever possible. And that's not what they're meant to be there for.
Well, they've tried the former player thing. The problem is the guys always turn up with a few beers and think they should be allowed to drink while the game's on.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm fine with that as well. Also, who's red-eyed today?
Look, let's go back to the tennis. We said last week that the media loved all the controversy. Well, no controversy in the end. Basically, just a couple of fabulous finals at Wimbledon. Maybe a little bit of a nudge concerning Russia was supposed to not be there, but they ended up winning it in the ladies.
Yeah, indeed. Look, all those tennis fans in Australia absolutely torn between somebody they hate and somebody they dislike. I guess maybe they got the lesser of their two evils.
Yeah, and look, it was an excellent game. And even, you know, once you take personalities out of it, you know, ultimately sport is ability. And there's no doubting he's got some great ability.
Right, that's the problem. You mentioned this last week. Once you take the personalities out of it, tennis isn't that interesting, is it?
No, particularly when it's on late at night.
That's true. Finally, who's looking towards the future?
Well, let's go with Brad Fittler. I, unlike a lot of the other commentators in sport, I don't spend my time with him every day and night and drinking with him. So I think sometimes he gets a pass when he really mucks things up, a la the first match in the State of Origin. This time it's all set up. You know, this is his chance really to put himself into the history books and win a decider at, shall we call it, Laing Park.
Well, he has won 3 of 4 series. That's not too bad an effort, certainly compared to a lot of other better credentialed coaches.
Yeah, but if he doesn't win this series, I think you can, like, similar to what happened previously when we lost, you can go back to the mistakes made in the first game and the fact that the decider's in Queensland and he needs to win a decider in Queensland.
And once he has done that, then maybe that's it. He goes down as perhaps the second best just to Phil Gould.
Yeah, that's what I mean. This is his opportunity. And then Munster's out. You know, there's really a lot of opportunity here for New South Wales.
And I would go so far as saying they have no excuses.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Although, you know, come Wednesday, we might find out Cleary's out from COVID.
Oh, don't even say it. Everyone around the Harper Hunter just held their breaths with Tom even mentioning that. Mate,
It's a runny nose.
Don't worry, it's just the flu. We will catch up and talk more sport next week. Thanks, mate.
Thanks a lot, Bear.